Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, Jessica Levinson is with us, constitutional lawyer, teaches over at Loyola Law School. And Jessica, in the first hour of the show, we look back on Ruth Bader Ginsburg's life. But I wanted to ask you a question or two when it comes to nominating another Supreme Court justice. What is that process like? How soon can that process begin, and how long does it take to vet somebody like that?
Well, I have a feeling the process has already started and that the contenders, frankly, have already been vetted.
Wow.
So if Senator Mitch McConnell really cares about anything, I think first and foremost is the judiciary. He knows how important it is to appoint, to nominate and appoint conservative jurists for his worldview. And so it's absolutely the case that President Trump has a shortlist. I think that they will pick somebody from that shortlist. My guess is that it's a woman, and a woman who's already a judge and probably in her late 40s to early 50s, somebody who they presume will sit on the bench for a very long time. And then Senator Mitch McConnell, I think, will hold very, very speedy confirmation hearings, which, of course, is different from the situation when Justice Antonin Scalia passed away in February of 2016.
Right.
And no hearings were held for 10 months prior to the election.
Right. Now, Jessica, do you think that, first of all, how long, I should ask you, what is the shortest amount of time that you can get, they can accomplish all that? Can there be a Supreme Court justice named before the election?
So it would be absolutely lightning speed, but I think it could conceivably happen. And my suspicion actually is that it will happen. And
wow.
So the shortest, I have to plead ignorance that I don't remember from nomination to confirmation, but there are 40 plus days before the election. And I think that Senator Mitch McConnell has said in no uncertain terms that the American people have sent Republicans to the Senate. This is part of his statement from just a few hours ago. And they want to do their job, their duty, which he believes is to provide advice and consent regarding a nominee.
But doesn't he run the risk of losing some of the Republican or conservative senators who are in tight races at home who've said, and may have said, I don't know, but maybe they said they're not going to vote on any Supreme Court judge until after the election?
I think he may, but I think he knows that when the Supreme Court hangs in the balance and he has the ability to solidify a 6-3 majority for at least likely generations to come, that he's just going to exert enormous pressure. And he's going to say, I'm sorry about your competitive fight, but if you want our support, you're going to vote for this nominee. Now, you know, I don't have an inside track to this. I could absolutely be wrong. But if the past is prologue, Senator Mitch McConnell cares deeply about the judiciary. He knows the importance of the Supreme Court. He held that Scalia seat open for at least 10 months, saying, I will not meet with Merrick Garland. Hard to think now that he's going to change his tact.
Right. And by the way, Merrick Garland now would seem a fairly conservative justice compared to where this country has gone to on both sides, far right and far left.
I would put Merrick Garland firmly in the moderate box.
Absolutely.
I think that when, Yeah, when President Obama nominated Merrick Garland, there was an understanding that he was at the end of his term and that there was a Republican-controlled Senate. And Merrick Garland is not anybody's, you know, flaming liberal. And right. I think he's clearly kind of center-left.
Right. Jessica, can you stay with us?
I apologize, I cannot.
Okay, can you come back with us next week then?
I would love to. I'd be honored.
Okay. I really appreciate it because you're very smart, and we need more smart people on the air to figure out what's going on.
Well, I'm honored, and I hope to speak with you soon.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a nice weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. All right. A great booking, Bellio, a very smart woman, Jessica Levinson, a constitutional lawyer out of Loyola Law School. And if you're going to pick a law school to attend, you want to pick it based on how bright the professors are and based on, you know, those two segments we had with Jessica Levinson. She's right up there. So when we come back, we'll try to get her on next week and talk about the process, because everyone will be talking about the process now of what Donald Trump, what Mitch McConnell are going to do to try to either, you know, get a nomination quickly, or will the senators who are in tight races hold off until after the election? And who knows, right? Every single day you pick up the newspaper, or every time you, I shouldn't say it, every time you go online, you're going to have, it's going to be filled with new rumors, new stories of what's going on, and how, and again, Jessica is right, this Supreme Court now could be 6-3 with six conservative judges on it, and three liberals.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.